Well, back to Hebrews chapter 6, because I want you to see the second one. The first one is flee to Christ as your refuge. Run to Him. Like our song, we who are poor and needy, we flee to Him to find the cleansing we need. Secondly, look at verse 19. This hope we have as an anchor of our soul. We need to, secondly, trust Christ to anchor our soul. We have constant access to Christ's presence. In the Old Covenant, there was only an allowed entrance into God's presence. How many times a year? Once. Could all the people get it? No. Just the high priest came once a year on the Day of Atonement, Yom HaKippurim. On the Day of Atonement, one man came for all, and he said, I'm going to go meet with God for you. Do you know what we all have? We all have continuous access, as often as we want to partake of it, into the very presence of God, through the Holy Spirit, with the indwelling Christ, into God's presence at any time. And you know what? We say, yeah, I've already had my devotions, had those this morning. Yeah, I have the half-minute devotions, you know, I just the 30-second, you know, or I have the five-minute. I'm just one of these minute managers, you know, I had my 5 minutes in the presence of Christ. And we wonder why we struggle through life. He says we have unlimited direct access into His presence. How much time a day do we spend there? You have to cultivate this. You have to practice. Remember Brother Lawrence in the monastic kitchen who wrote Practicing the Presence of God, the little devotional book? It's something we learn. It's something that we have to realize, that even though a fallen mortal man the high priest could represent the people once a year, we at every moment through the divine and immortal great high priest Jesus have constant access. That means, you know, sometimes it gets so good for me, I have to turn off my Bible player. You know, I play it continuously in the car, even the kids. You know, I say, okay, we have a choice. Do you want to listen to the Bible or listen to the Hardy Boys? Oh, you know, it's a hard choice, but they say, listen to the Bible for a little while. And so I turn it back on and we listen to the Bible. But you know, when I'm all alone in the car, I have to turn it off. Because it's such a blessing, it just gets my soul. I have to stop hearing and start sharing and worshiping in the divine presence. We need to trust Christ to anchor our soul and let Him anchor us in heaven. The end of verse 19, it enters into the presence behind the veil. We're fastened to a rock that can't move. And I'm going to explain to you this whole forerunner idea in just a moment. But the idea in the ancient world was ships had to be anchored to an immovable rock because the storms were so fierce that they had to find something on the shore that wouldn't move. And so we are anchored to the rock. Remember from the Old Testament, He is the rock, His way is perfect. Deuteronomy 32:4, Jesus is the rock. And even though the storms tear our sails to shreds and the floors of our boat creak and the wind seems to blow us off course, Jesus anchors our soul. Look what it says in verse 19, into the presence behind the veil. He forever keeps our souls from drifting away from God. That's what this means. You and I can never drift away from God. That's why we believe in eternal security. That's why we believe it, because it says it here. Our soul is anchored within the veil. That means we are forever unable to drift away from God. That's why true believers are chastened when they sin. Hebrews chapter 12, a little bit later, says that if you don't get chastened by God when you're pulling and tugging and trying to get away from Him, if He doesn't pull your rope short, you're not connected to Him. See, we're anchored. We can't drift away. If you meet someone that says they're Christian and they, for the rest of their life, go full speed away from God into sin without any turning back, Jesus said they're illegitimate. In fact, King James swears at us there. You want to get a King James, you want to see a swear word, it's in the King James, Hebrews 12. They're called an illegitimate child, which there's a nice swear word for that. And it's right in there. That's how bad it is to say you're a Christian and not be born from above. So we are anchored, and He is the one that keeps us forever from drifting away from God and becoming shipwrecked.